Boy, you're listening to the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hop Ahead Productions. I'm your host, Sean. Boy, across the country. Danny, how are you, man?
I'm confused, Sean.
Boy. I'm playing a new game, if you didn't notice. Boy. There's a lot of memes, boy, about the game.
Okay, boyo. I'll just go Irish then for you. Boyo. Okay, boyo.
Boyo. Not reviewing the new game of God of War this week, but I've been playing it, so, and with my laundry list of nothing to do for after the show, I'm hoping to maybe finish it this weekend.
Nice. And, I finally decided to make a purchase, Sean, that I've been debating on for a while.
Yep, what is that?
I'm going to pre-order a Nintendo Switch.
Wait, you're going to pre-order one or buy one?
I'm going to pre-order one because they finally came out with a color that I'm happy with.
Is it black?
No.
Red?
It's even better, dude.
Pink?
It's a baby blue, and it's Animal Crossing themed.
Oh, boy. You play Animal Crossing?
No, but I just really like the color of the new Switch. Plus, the docking station has the cute characters from Animal Crossing on it. I've never played an Animal Crossing game before. I assume that it's like Frogger. I mean, that's an Animal Crossing, right?
There's an animal in it.
And it's crossing, right? Frogger? I mean, it's got to be the same, right?
It probably is. You're right. It's probably the same thing.
Exactly the same. So, I mean, I'll definitely play it then if it's exactly like Frogger. It can't be bad.
After I played God of War for an hour, I was like, if I was drinking every time I heard the word boy, I'd be drunk.
Or dead.
Probably dead. It is pretty ridiculous.
You have to like call up like a local fraternity to like have them like get your bot, like drive you to the hospital and just throw you on the curb because they have the experience in doing that.
Exactly.
It's cheaper than an ambulance.
Pretty much.
Just roll them up in the shopping cart and let's go.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
Let's drop him off on his front doorstep and ring the doorbell and leave.
So Danny, Mr. I'm drinking before noon, what are you drinking?
So Sean, since it is before noon, I thought I'd find something like semi-breakfasty.
Oh, a coffee beer.
No, actually, I was kind of confused by this, and I kind of wanted to talk about it on the air because of my confusion. When you hear descriptive terms like imperial and pastry, what do you think of, Sean?
Imperial and pastry? Probably like a very sweet stout or porter with lots of lactose and sugary ingredients, maybe like cinnamon and caramel, maybe coffee. So
right, vanilla, maybe barrel aged, so it's like a 13 to 15% or more, depending on what brewery.
Exactly.
Except, and then the flavor is white chocolate raspberry tort.
Gotcha.
That's the name. That's the name of the beer. It's the white chocolate raspberry tort, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except it's a imperial pastry sour.
Oh boy.
It's like,
so is that, so it comes in at 8%?
'Cause eight and a half. And the cover is, they had it like a key lime version too, but the cover is like a woman looking over her shoulder, like I'm guessing supposed to be seductively shoving a piece of pie into her pie hole. Which is the accurate description if it's a hole where you're shoving your pie.
I mean, people do love pie.
Add The Rock. He loved pie. He loved to eat pie.
Yeah, he did.
According to his promos back in the day.
Yeah. Do you think he looks back now and goes like, fuck, I was an idiot?
No, because he fucking made all that money. So whatever made him the money. Mm-hmm. If you smell what the money that The Rock is counting.
Something like that.
But yeah. So, I mean, it comes out like, well, like, I just thought it was like a brewery, just like,
ooh,
like two breweries collaborated on it, and they're it's not a good collaboration because one is Wild Barrel Brewing,
mm-hmm.
and the other is Burning Barrel Brewing. Is that like the equivalent of like when like that meme where a guy walks up to a girl and they're both wearing the same shirts? And it's like, so are we gonna have sex now?
That only like, happens in incels' minds.
Exactly.
Everybody else is just like meh, or just kind of like that's weird.
That's cool shirt. And they're like, thank you, and they're like, you're welcome, and then you move on and go on with the rest of your day.
Yeah.
I can't believe it, man. I complimented her shirt. She didn't even try to suck my dick. Fucking bitch.
Funny how that happens.
I know, right? Oh, so man. I just figure like maybe they're making this beer and they're just like, you know, those old you ever see like where they have the magnets that have like words on it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just reached in to like the beer descriptor word magnet box and just pulled out like three of them, and whatever three they pulled out was going to be the type of beer they made.
I feel like that would be a ridiculous game to play. Just like you get like three wheels and there's like random ingredients and the beer that you have to brew.
Right. I mean, it kind of seems like that when they do the smash stuff at some places where like you're assigned the hop and like a theme or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Imperial Pastry Sour. It's I don't know, man. I can't get my head around that one. It's just weird. I mean, how many buzzwords? Like, they just need to throw, like, hazy in there? Like, cereal hazy pastry sour?
Hazy sour.
But I will say it is quite delicious.
Well, that's all that's important.
It definitely is a very juicy beer. Like, it looks like just fruit juice, and it's not super carby.
Mm-hmm.
There's some like a little bit of a foam head appears, but it's not like I said, super bubbly. But yeah, it's. I'm glad this is my pre lunch beer. I'm sure it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Is what the boomers say, right? what the new people say is, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
I mean, that's a fair statement. Because morning is part of the day.
Yes. So how about you there, Sheen?
Well, I opened it and it like exploded all over the place.
That happened to me last week with like two beers, and that's why I kind of opened my beers before we start recording. I also have to wipe up the floor.
True. I just feel like it's a great like segment into the show, though. Just like a nice. Like, it yeah, is. Woo, beer!
You just gotta aim away from your computer?
Pretty much. I gotta try. It's hard to control, alright? Dang.
That's what she said? Well, that's what you told her, and she didn't believe you, I guess, would be the more appropriate.
Exactly. Oh, man. This is from Winchester Brew Works in Virginia. So this is the other beer I brought home. So a few weeks ago, I had the peanut butter porter. So I'm having the Imperial Stout today, Big Skloss, and it is at 10.5%, 32 ounces of glory. I don't know if I'm ready for this post lunch beer right now. I feel like I bit off more than I could chew. Should have just went with the Goze.
Now that you've opened it, you can't let it go to waste. No drain pours on this show.
No, I'm gonna power through. I will survive.
So, but, Sean, what accrements did they throw in your beer?
Big black. I don't know. There is nothing. There is no special. There's no flu in this, man. It's just an imperial stout. Just full malty dark taste in. As you're sipping down.
Nice. No lactose, no cinnamon, no vanilla.
No nothing, man.
That's why I've never heard of that brewery.
Maybe. Or maybe they just don't distribute their beer.
No, because I knew about all the hype breweries where people stand in line.
Yeah,
like the other half in Brooklyn that decided to open a brewery that they're saying is in Rochester, New York, even though it's like super far south of Rochester, New York.
Well, that happens. Sometimes the planning just doesn't go the way you want.
Or you just kind of like, you can't, you, it's like you build in a small town and then you're like, people are like, what town are you in? We're in this one. It's like, where is it? Oh, it's just south of Rochester.
So you live in Rochester? Fine, sure, whatever.
Yeah. So that's what friend of the show, Man-Thing does. He doesn't live in Rochester, but he says he does.
You're a fucking liar, Man-Thing. Stop lying to people.
And stop lying to yourself, more likely.
Yeah, I do like the same thing. I'm just like, I'm in Barrington, New Jersey. And they're like, everyone's like, the fuck is that? And I'm like, it's south of Cherry Hill. Oh, the rich, where the rich motherfuckers are, gotcha.
Yeah, you're exploiting your privilege there, huh?
I live south of the rich people, okay? Not in the rich area. Relax. Exactly. Fuck.
It's like where my sister lives. You have to drive past all these like million-dollar homes. And then there's like a little pocket of houses that were like single family homes built like in the early 50s that, you know, and like people are like, oh, where do you live? And they, she kind of says where, and it's like, oh, those are nice houses. And I'm like, no, we live behind those houses. You know, when you buy a house, I'm sure, you know, you get all the paperwork associated with the house over the course of its history.
Mm-hmm.
So in my sister's neighborhood, when it was first built, only, white heterosexual families could buy houses in that neighborhood. It was like literally on like the paperwork.
Wow. Oh, different time, man.
Exactly. Speaking of different times and lying, Sean, our good friends at Pabst Blue Ribbon have decided to weasel their way into the quote unquote craft beer industry.
Oh boy. What are they doing? They did have that coffee. I gotta get rid of that shit, dude. It's so nasty.
Isn't it just like Yoo-Hoo? Like carbonated Yoo-Hoo?
I feel like it is.
With like coffee flavored Yoo-Hoo?
Yeah.
Or those like really like sweet like Starbucks drinks that you can buy at the grocery store in like the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
But so they've decided to open a second brand, basically, called Captain Pabst.
Were they making spice rum?
No. Oh. It's named after the son-in-law of the founders that basically was started running the brewery after he ran his boat aground.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the Great Lakes there near Milwaukee. And they're going to rename their tap room in Milwaukee the Captain Pabst Brewing Experience or something like that.
Oh, fantastic. Maybe Mike could go review it for us.
Right. Well, basically, like, their first one they're going to release is an IPA that's named after the boat that captain ran aground. Except the stats on that IPA is it's 4.5% and 45 IBU.
So some pussy shit?
So basically it's Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, but just rebranded as an IPA. It's like the thing I said. It's like, shit, no one's buying Pabst anymore, but they love IPAs. Fuck it, just change the name, call it craft, and call it an IPA. We'll sell the shit out of that.
Everybody be like, hey, look at me. I'm a fancy microbrew drinker. Look at me drinking my IPAs.
Right. Just like people that show up to places with Golden Road and be like, hey, I bought some craft beer. And it's like, that's not craft beer, bro. Sorry to disappoint you.
They're gone.
Like, well, it's so expensive and under the craft beer stuff. And it's like, because you got swindled. Sorry.
Look for the independent brewery marker, you bitch.
So there's a brewery, Alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like one of the first ones to make like the hazy IPAs called a Heady Topper. They decided that they're going to make, and family, it's like a couple owns it. There's like a husband and wife own it. They decided that craft seal isn't crafty enough. So they're like making their own thing, their own seal to put on stuff, like their own stuff, and hoping to get other breweries to follow suit, because basically like the definitions to get that, the quote unquote craft seal is like, yeah, you can be owned by a major brewery or a major conglomerate. It just can't be more than 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now they're up to like 6 million barrels a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you ever want to know how much beer Boston Beer Company is making.
Yeah.
Just look at the maximum number of barrels allowed for the under that craft beer thing, because basically they have to up it every time the Boston Beer Company decides to expand and start making more beer.
So I see where they're going with this.
So that Boston Beer Company, makers of like fine beers like Sam Adams and Sam Adams Cherry Wheat, can still fit under the quote unquote craft umbrella and get that seal.
And Dogfish Head.
Yes. But mostly Boston Beer Company.
Oh man. They ruined my Sequench Ale. I'll never buy it again.
No. Which begs the question, Sean. I just want to know, like, you know, whenever people talk about their favorite craft brewery, sometimes people say that, like, their favorite craft brewery is 805. Sometimes they say it's Fat Tire, and then sometimes they say it's Sam Adams. Which is funny, because those are all beers, not breweries.
Well, I'll just have to say, at least they're trying.
Yes. I was working with a guy during Christmas I'd never met before, and he was like from a different shift, and he had an 805 hat on. I'm like, so do you just like the 805 or do you drink other craft beers? And he's like, craft beer? What's that? I just drink the shit out of 805. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to go over here now.
Yeah. It's like the meme, like he's wrong, but his heart's in the right place.
Yes.
Dude, 805 is like serious, like a fucking serious thing out in California right now.
Right.
Like, I know, like, Firestone, it's their beer, but whoever fucking invented the marketing for 805 is a genius. Like, that shit is, like, blown up.
Right, because even you go to the actual brewery, Firestone Walker, I went to the one right there in Buellton, and I wanted to get some cool Firestone Walker propaganda. I just wanted to, like, give them more of my money.
Mm-hmm.
Except, like, 90% of the stuff there was all 805 branded.
Well.
And I couldn't be mad because obviously that stuff sells.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're just making tons of money off of it, so it is what it is.
Right. You gotta be if you're gonna be a business. At least the food there was awesome, and the beer choices they had were pretty stellar. So I can't be too mad. But what I can be mad about, Sean, are idiots. Well, so apparently there's a bunch of people that, or at least enough people to think that drinking Corona beers is a cause of drinking, as a cause of catching the coronavirus.
I thought it was the cure for the coronavirus.
Unfortunately, no.
Oh man, I've been telling everybody the wrong thing. Yes. Damn it. I've been telling people to drink Corona. Man, now I'm just trying to get them infected.
Right, you're trying to, like, cause the zombie apocalypse to spread even faster.
It happens.
So, basically, it got to the point where even Corona replied, sent out a tweet dealing with the situation, saying that, he's like, they're like, the symptoms of coronavirus are, like, coughing, you know, shortness of breath, headache. It's like the side effects of drinking Corona is, and this is their words, gagging, craving Taco Bell, and waking up to someone you wish you hadn't.
I don't really get the gagging one. Is that like their idea of, like, instead of throwing up, like, we'll call it gagging?
Yes, I guess. Instead of saying vomiting or something like that, or yeah. Maybe they realize that, like, their shit tastes bad without limes, and so yeah. They'll just try to drink it, you'll gag. But the coronavirus has started one of my new favorite conspiracy theories, Sean.
Oh, boy. What is it?
So there's a pharmaceutical company in Wuhan that has a logo that is a top view of a blue and white umbrella, very similar to the one in Resident Evil that's red and white.
Yeah.
And to take it even further, if you take the word Corona, it's an anagram for the word raccoon, which is the city in Resident Evil where the virus first started, Raccoon City.
Oh, man. It's happening. It's happening. Everybody, go to Montana. It'll take a long time for the zombies to get there, to Montana.
I know. Well, depends on what kind they are. If they're the ones that don't, well, it's warming up, so they might thaw out. But yeah, if it was like the middle of winter, that would be a great idea, because according to some movies, zombies freeze. And then they defrost and they're still just kind of there, but unfrozen.
True. Just hide out in a bunker in Montana. You'll live probably forever.
Yes. And it's funny because this last week they were supposed to fly in like some people from the embassy and rich families that were able to get on a flight out of China.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to fly them into the airport that I work at and like quarantine them like in a back corner. And like, but I guess enough of the people heard about it, so they decided to fly them up to March Air Force Base instead.
I mean, they gotta go somewhere. Then they're gonna sit in a room, a little bubble room, for a couple weeks to see if they have symptoms.
If any of them get, if any of them cop, they get shot in the face. That's how you deal with the zombies.
No more zombie.
Speaking of zombies, Sean, my wife convinced me to watch the new animated Addams Family movie. Da-da-da-da. So, apparently when they made the one with Christina Ricci back in the earlier, a few years ago or a couple decades ago now at this point, that's the reason why they made that, is because a couple of studio executives were driving around with one of them had their kid in the car, and the kid started singing the song. And they're like, holy shit, the kids still love the Addams Family? Let's make a movie.
Let's do it again.
What the fuck's wrong with your weird kid singing the Addams Family theme song out of the blue?
Yeah, it's just a fucking kid. They don't know anything.
Right. And so as we're watching the movie, I think I shattered one of my wife's illusions of me. Which I don't know why she got upset. She should have like been more happy about it, because as we're watching it, she was like, so what do you think? And I'm like, that's all right. I'm not really a big Addams Family fan. And then she got all sad. Like I was supposed to be super excited to watch this movie.
That's fair.
And I'm like, but I'm watching it because you want to watch it. I mean, that shows that I love you, right?
It's not enough. You have to love everything I love.
Pretty much, yeah. So she was like, I feel like I don't even know you anymore. But then she didn't
laugh. Danny's just a lovable asshole like he always has been.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know about lovable, but asshole for sure.
Right. Tolerable? I'll accept tolerable.
I think tolerable after a long drink.
Maybe. But yeah, so, you know, there's one thing that, like, I can pretty much, like, suspend disbelief and for most things in a movie. But there's one thing that just aggravates me, and the Addams Family does it, like, a lot for a comedic effect, is a thing where, like, something mundane happens and it, like, destroys, like, the house or, like, a place. But then, like, the next scene happens and everything's fine. But then it's, you know, it's going to happen again, right?
They, like, just, they have really good house insurance. That's all I could tell you.
But it's, like, literally, like a couple minutes later. Like, there's a scene in the movie, and it's in the trailer, where they're playing Battleship and, like, the floor blows up and the bathtub falls from the second floor onto the ground floor. And then, like, they're, like, firing missiles out of the house and stuff and just blowing through the roof. But then the house is fine. Like, they do it in...
I don't know what Mary to tell Poppins. You, man.
I don't know. But it just annoys the shit out of me. Like, in Mary Poppins, they do it where, like, the neighbor fires off a cannon every day at, like, certain times. And so the family knows, so they have to be home to, like, stop things from falling, like, off the wall or off shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what happens if they're not home? Like, all that shit's just going to fall off. Like, that's bullshit. I hate that.
That's the worst fucking neighbor ever.
Exactly. Like, I hate when stuff like that happens in a movie, worse than when, like, Dax Shepard is in a movie.
You don't like Dax Shepard? Damn.
No, I don't.
Man, some people might fight you for that.
The only thing that I like that Dax Shepard has been in is Kristen Bell.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
It makes me
smile. I'll give you a point. Point for Danny.
Thank you. And then, I've been trying to get her to watch this movie with me. Apparently she doesn't love me as much as I love her. It's called The Art of Racing in the Rain, based on a book with the same name. Basically, like, it's the movie stars Mio Ventimiglia, something like that. Like, if you watched Gilmore Girls or Heroes, he's been in those.
Haven't seen either one, so can't tell you.
You're not a big fan of the GG?
I guess not. I mean, I just don't know who that is, man. I didn't watch. Couldn't watch Heroes, man. I just couldn't get into it.
The first season was good, and I guess the second season was more tolerable for me because I binge watched it like after it'd been out, as opposed to having to wait every week.
Yeah.
But that was one of those shows that the writer's strike killed, because it just killed the momentum and things, like, plot changed and stuff, and they just spent too much time on, like, a side story. Even though the original point of the show was going to be, like, every season there was going to be a new cast of heroes. But then, like, they realized partway through the first season that people cared too much about the heroes in this one.
Yeah.
And they couldn't, like, kill them off or get rid of them.
Yeah, they're not fucking strong enough to do it.
Yeah, they backpedaled and decided to, like, change their plan. But this movie, man, Art of the Racing in the Rain. Dude, it's like one of those that, like, when the guy wrote the book, man, he was just, like, maliciously writing this book. Because he put in, like, every trope to make somebody cry.
I'm going to fucking cut you and rub salt in that shit.
Dude. Exactly. Well, like, punching your mom in the face.
I'm going to bang your mom and dad.
Yes, at the same time. Because, like, you know... I'm gonna spoil it for you because I'm pretty sure you're not gonna watch it.
Probably not.
So basically, it starts off and, like, the dog's already old and like can't move, so he's, like, lying in the front of the door, like, in his own mess until the person comes home to, like, mm-hmm. And then they sit on the couch, and then the rest of the story is told through a flashback,
mm-hmm.
starting with him buying him as a puppy, and then he ends up meeting somebody, and, you know, they have a kid, and of course the wife gets cancer and dies, and there's custody battles. And then the dog gets sick, dog gets hit by a car. And, you know, they're like, yeah, usually, you know, dogs that old that have this injury, man, that's the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's dealing with him, like, trying to become a professional race car driver at the same time. And so, like, you know, it's funny reading some of the reviews on Netflix. Like, people are like, Hollywood's run out of ideas. Who wrote this shit? And it's like, it's based on a book, man. Like... They didn't have to write it. They just stole the book idea. Like, don't blame Hollywood for the shitty book.
Did you read the book?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. I was like, did you really, like, love the book? So you were, like, super excited about this?
No, the main reason I wanted to watch the movie was because the first year I went to Watkins Glen with friend of the show Man-Thing, they were filming some scenes for the movie there. Including they had to, like, bring out, like, water trucks and stuff and, like, make it look like it was raining.
Yeah.
Hence the name of the movie, The Art of Racing in the Rain, because he's supposed to be, like, super talented racing in the rain, as opposed to other people that get all scared and stuff, so...
He's only good if it rains.
Well, he's good, but he's better when it rains. So, of course, it ends with a super happy ending where he lands his dream job racing Formula One for Ferrari, because he loved Ferrari so much that he even named his now-dead dog Enzo after the car.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, man, like, I told my wife... that she would have been crying, like, the whole movie. She's like, all right, I'm glad you watched it without me then, because I don't know if I wanted to cry that much. I was like, I told her, like, you probably would have ugly cried.
You're just trying to be honest, right?
Right. No, well, I mean, I also know her. She's a very sentimental person. I mean, you know her. She's very sentimental, and
mm-hmm.
she, you know, even movies that are, like, other people are just kind of like, wow, that's a little sad. She's crying, and it's like, she would have been ugly crying. Like, she would have needed to, like, use, like, something to wipe the snot running out of her nose, kind of crying. But the racing scenes in this movie are pretty phenomenal looking. Like, the cinematography for the, like, they should have been at least nominated for an award, or at least up for consideration for, like, the cinematography of this, if anything, if nothing else. Because
there's a solid driving.
Yeah, there's a scene where they're
as good as Fast and Furious 9.
Oh, yeah, I didn't put that on the thing, huh?
Yeah.
I made you watch the trailer, because I watched the trailer.
Dude, I mean, I don't even, like, why? Why do we have Fast and the Furious 9?
You know what? I'll only be okay with Fast and the Furious 9 if it's the last one.
I'm well beyond Fast and the Furious. Like, it makes no sense. Like, now it's, like, some kind of crazy, like, spies. I was, like, waiting for, like, he gets kidnapped in space and now he's racing, like, alien cars. Like, that's the point of, like, I was expecting this trailer to go. Because I don't know where else you go with Fast and Furious.
Well, I mean, they've already, like, because obviously The Rock's not going to be in this movie because him and Vin Diesel hate each other. So they went to the next WWE superstar in line, Mr. You Can't See Me himself, John Cena.
Oh, John, you just always want to be like your brother. Are you? You always want to be as strong and smart and tough. Are you going to kill him this time? It was just like, oh my God, like, what are we fucking doing? What are we doing? Like, come on.
I'll be honest, like, I've enjoyed the last couple of them. And even with, like, the trailers, like the one where, you know, they were, like, somehow got the car in the skyscraper and, like, flew up, but burst through the one window and landed in the one that's next to it. I was all in on that, dude. I'm like, this is over the top ridiculous, and I fucking love it. I watched this trailer, and I was just like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, even if they tell me 100% sure that this wraps up the movies, and there's never going to be another one made. But you know what, Sean?
They're going to make another one because of douchebags like you, Danny. Just stop it. Say no. Friends don't let friends go watch Fast and Furious.
Well, I'll get it on Netflix. Because I am an old man like that. I'll stay home and watch it. I'm not going to go pay for it. But, like, because, you know, when you watch Fast and the Furious, there's a couple things you want, right? You want racing scenes.
Chris O'Donnell.
What's that?
I said Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell.
Oh, I fucked up his name. The guy, the dead guy.
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. I don't know why I got Chris O'Donnell. I think of somebody else.
Maybe you're...
Oh, maybe I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about, like, that old Batman guy that played Robin.
I was going to say, were you fantasizing about Batman with nipples? Were you thinking about Batman's nipples there, Sean?
I think so.
The Batman nipple suit?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we want Walker back.
Yes. He should have walked everywhere because he might still be alive instead of being Paul Passenger.
He might come back as a zombie with this coronavirus.
But yes. Like, well, you want, like, the car racing and you want, like, the, you know, I guess Paul Walker's not there, but the rest of the cast. Like, the dialogue, the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
Which kind of, like, was a little hard. It was a little awkward in the last movie where there was, like, Paul Walker was only, like, Jason lead in or Bruce lead in where they like digitally put him in scenes.
Oh boy. Like he's just like standing in the corner all quiet.
Yeah. Or like they did with Princess Leia in the newest Star Wars where they just used stuff they had already filmed from previous movies and edited it in awkwardly. But then the other thing, and it's not as important, but it's definitely like, I guess third on the list because this is how few things there really is to look forward to in the Fast and the Furious is the awkward shots of girl butts and midriffs at race and cleavage at the races.
Yeah.
Or the races, which is the number one reason why you want to watch the movie. Mm. Like even Michael Bay's like, dude, like stop filming her titties so much. And Megan Fox is like, why didn't you film my titties this much? I paid for them.
I don't know. It is what it is, man.
Right, but man, like, it looked rough. The scenes between The Rock and John Cena, like, it looked like they were standing face-to-face talking, but it looked like they weren't in the same room when it was filmed.
He's like, I can't act with anybody in the room.
Or, like, because him and The Rock, like, for the last couple movies, couldn't be on set together. That's how much they hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if, like, John Cena's like, oh, hey, The Rock said you're a piece of shit. And then Vin Diesel's already immediately like, I can't work with this guy. I am Groot. I have to put up with this shit because I am Groot.
That's why he's in the Disney movies, because he just probably does it from home. Like, over, like, fucking Skype.
Or he just shows up one day for, like, a couple hours, says, I am Groot, like, 100 times and then goes in different, like, inflections.
Can you say it like you're very angry, like your neighborhood bully, like, took your lunch and then smacked your younger brother? Like, that's how angry I want you to say, "I am Groot."
Can you say it questioning, but angrily questioning? Can you say it like you've been let down by a really close friend? Can you say it like,
"I am Ron Burgundy"?
That would have been better. They should have had Will Ferrell do it. "I am Groot."
"I am Groot."
"I am Groot."
"Ah, boy!
Boy, I am Groot." Oh, man. So, you sent me a message. You started watching a couple animes. I actually watched one of them only.
Mm-hmm. Well, you only watched it because there wasn't many episodes, so you can get caught up.
Pretty quickly, yes.
Yes.
At the time, there was only 3 episodes. As of recording right now, there is a 4th episode out called N/Spectre.
Jeez. So it's not a dirty, raunchy harem. It's actually kind of like a... seems to be some kind of interesting love story, B. And so the main character is like this kind of guy that could kill spirits, demons, and or animal creatures, you know?
Yokai.
And then the girl was like nominated to be like the spirit of wisdom. And through an exchange that they had in previous years, she like fell in love with him and like waited and has been waiting for him to like be away, separated from his girlfriend, and so it finally happened. So now she's like in there, like, "I'll be the rebound girl, I'll take care of you, I know who you really are."
Right, and she was like underage, and then they had like partway through the second episode, they had like a 2-year time skip. And reading the comments, man, people are like, "I don't understand why they had to do a time skip." And people, and then people reply, "Well, if you read the manga, like the time skip is even longer and more awkward." But so. And then people are like, "Ah, 2 years later, she's legal now." But then, like the second episode is just a lot of talking. Mm-hmm. And I guess people were disappointed because I think they were almost expecting more of like an actual, like, I can't, there's a term, but like a fighting type show. Like there's actually a show called Yokai Watch. It's similar-ish to Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were expecting maybe something like that, where like there was more actual fighting than like detective work, problem solving. Because like the second episode was just basically that girl like talking to a guardian snake, trying to solve a crime and figure out, and people are like, "Well, maybe this episode is just kind of showing the main character dude watching her work."
Yeah,
you know, and you know, I mean, people seem to make it seem like it's supposed to pick up a little bit, but not. It's not going to be super action-y. It's going to be a lot of that, a lot of like dialogue and discussion, which, I don't know, seems pretty cool.
I mean, in a love story, I don't know how much action I'm like expecting.
Well, because I think they're expecting, because of the yokai and the monsters and mm-hmm. stuff, that it'd be something like Vampire, like Rosario Vampire Hunter, or one of those kind of shows.
Got you. I mean, I really like what I've seen so far. I think through the snake episode, like, he sees, like, he doesn't see, like, he's starting to, I think he's starting to question, like, the monsters, like, are they really all, like, hateful monsters? Like, yeah, there are some bad ones, but I think there's, like, you know, there's reasonable, like, there's kind of, like, he's seeing it a little, he's not seeing them, like, oh, they're just terrible monsters. Like, it's interesting to watch, like, the interaction that they had recently.
Right, and like it's funny because all the monsters are scared of him. Even like the giant like snake guardian that's huge.
Yeah.
Like used to make eye contact with him because, you know, apparently his like left arm is immortal.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he was a kid, he ate some yokai meat.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't say from what or whom he ate it. And so there's like theories about the girl missing her eye and part of a leg. That those two have like a. Are like not coincidence.
Interesting. The plot thickens.
It does, but yeah, they're like I said, they're, you know, now 4 episodes deep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I like watching on the app for VRV versus on the TV, because if you watch it on the app, you can read all the comments while you're watching the show.
Oh, nice. I haven't actually even tried to look at what people say about it, so.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because there's some episodes of different shows where there's only, like, 20 or 30 comments, and there's other ones where there's, like, hundreds of comments.
People start having a debate or a conversation, so it drags out the comment list.
Pretty much. Or people just, like, will, like, write what should be a longer comment, but do it, like, one line at a time.
Yeah.
I really like the show, Send. It is very entertaining, Send. The main character is enjoyable, Send. You know, like that. But, and then you said you watched another one?
I did. It's called Love Tyrant. Basically, it's about Cupid coming... a Cupid, because there's multiple Cupids. So she's really just like an angel, and she basically has the ability to like make people like love each other and be in a relationship. So it's kind of weird. From a story wise, it was kind of like, it had like some funny moments in it. It's definitely like a awkward harem in a sense. It's like the main popular girl, like somehow for some reason, like just notices like the main character, this lonely guy, like looks at her. And so she's just always fallen in love with him. And then like, there's like a flashback story of like, he was chasing his cat around because the cat was injured. But of course, like the cat like slashed his eyes, so he couldn't see temporarily. So this girl helped him. Of course, it's like this girl, but she's like super like monotone and doesn't really like have emotion most of the time, except for, and then like after she meets him, she's like, she like breaks out of her shell. But, and then there's like some kind of weird secret society going on, but of course like the anime is like super rushed and it doesn't like explain anything about why like some of the characters like don't like each other or like, and it doesn't really explain like a lot of like the behind the scene details. It's just like, these people, yeah, they don't like each other just real quick because like they both like, they're both side bitches, and the guy, yeah, it's weird but cool. And it's just like, okay, that's the substance of the story. Like, it's like very awkward, but it has some pretty funny parts throughout the show, but I mean, it's definitely not the best harem series that I've seen. Like, I think in the beginning, I was like, oh, this is pretty funny. And then like towards the end, it was like, I was like just watching it to finish it so I could do a review.
Right. There's times where I do that too. Like, I already have a hard enough time like binging things. I get like sidetracked in my head or just want to like move on to something else sometimes. But like you said, it's like, all right, man, I already said I was going to do this for the show, or you told me that you're watching it, so I should finish it, or, you know, I've already wasted this much time watching that show. I need to finish it just so I could tell people not to watch it.
Yeah, because I was actually watching Love Tyrant, and then when I got bored, I started Inspector, and of course, like, I didn't realize at the time, like, it only had 3 episodes, so I was like, fuck, I guess I'm going to go back and finish this other one. I was like, damn it.
At least get it off of your previously watched list, so you don't have to, like, look at it anymore when you go onto the website or app.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I don't think anybody's missing anything by not watching this. So, I mean, feel free to watch something else.
Yes. Speaking of something else, Sean, you alluded to playing a new game, but that's because you just finished a game.
I did. I finished Outer Worlds. So Outer Worlds is created by the brains that brought us Fallout. So if you didn't know, Fallout was actually bought by Bethesda for Fallout 3, I believe. Is that right?
Sure. Sounds right.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, I know a different company made, like, New Vegas,
and 3
was the the last one. I know you're going to ask follow-up questions, Sean. I'm not prepared.
It's your game. And, I mean, it is my game, but I thought you would kind of know.
I know that for sure, like, New Vegas and was made by its own studio, and I think, like, at least 4 and 5 or whatever were made by a different studio than made New Vegas. But I don't know. I'm not 100% sure on 3. I'm sure I'll hear it from somebody at some point.
Pretty much. So anyways, so the creators of Fallout 1 and 2 sold the rights, and now they made a new game called Outer Worlds. The game is very decision-based. So it is a RPG shooter game with different abilities and things in it. You get side characters that you can rotate and have join your team. I thought the game was kind of short. Like, the main story is rather short, but there is a lot of side quests that you could do in the towns and stuff. It really feels like Fallout meets Borderlands is the best way to put the game.
Okay.
So, you like, if you think about, like, Fallout or Borderlands being, like, way too cartoony and ridiculous, like, Outer Worlds is, like, 3 notches, like, away from that. Like, you get some comedy. The gameplay feels really good. I like the guns and the upgrading system that you could do. The different characters that go with you, I don't know. I don't think they do a good enough job trying to, like, build chemistry between the main character and the side characters. Like, I don't feel like I overly enjoy hanging out with them. Like, there was a couple, like, I was just like, oh, I got this character? Okay, cool. Like, maybe I should have tried playing with them in the party for a little bit, but it felt like the game was so short in the sense, like, it didn't really matter. Or they didn't, like, force you to go, like, hey, for part of this main story, you need to use, like, this side character to kind of force you to kind of get, like, used to using them.
Right. So, like, you know, I guess like any game, I guess you could find your side bitches and roll with them. Like, I can't remember what game it was where you just picked all the lady characters just because you wanted to make your own, like, video game harem.
I mean, I did that in this one, too.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. That seems to be your go-to MO. You're like, I like my video games, like I like my animes, but not like my real life. Where more than one woman at a time likes me.
Anyways. I thought, like, once, like, I thought the game definitely got broken at a certain point. Like, once you leveled up enough, like, if you built the correct builds, like, the game was broken. Like, you could just, oh, here's this main faction that's trying to resist you. And you just, like, kick in the door and it's just kill, 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 kill. You're just like, ugh, can you guys stop coming? Because you're, like, making the game slow because I have to stop and just kill you. Like, it ended up kind of, like, stopped being a challenge at a certain point. I mean, there was, like, multiple, like, ratings for, like, difficulty, but I was just, like, I mean, it was still kind of got to the point where it's, like, once you get, like, I got, like, a rifle instead of, like, an auto, like, a machine gun, like, it just became easy. Like, I gave my two side girls, like, heavy machine guns, and they would just, like, run up anybody that tried to get close to me, they would just, like, mow down, and then I would just, like, sit and snipe and just knock people's heads off. And then I just, like, I kept leveling up my abilities, so, like, it's like, when you do a critical shot, you do extra damage. I would just, like, I would just keep leveling up anything like that, and it just got to the point where it was, like, one shot, one shot, one shot, and then it'd be like, oh, here's a big boss. He's, like, waiting for me to come up on him. I'd, like, crouch, do the sneak, do a bonus attack. He's, like, staggered, like, shot, 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 and he'd be, like, dead, and then finally his minions would start running up to me, and then I'd be like, boom, boom, boom. So it just became, like, very easy at some point. I thought the story was... The thing I liked about it, though, is that this game gives you different endings based off the decisions you do. And some of them, like, you're forced to make decisions. So you have to pick, like... If you, like, basically, like, you need something, but the two characters that are in the game... you have to try to figure out like an alliance, or you have to kill one of them so the other one could take over. So it was interesting how a lot of your decisions actually meant something, like when you set away, like it was it.
Okay. Yeah, because a lot of times like the decisions don't really affect too much, I guess, other than that scene, or maybe a scene, one or two scenes in the future.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess there's like multiple endings in this game, so that's probably why it felt short, because like based off what you're doing, it changes the course of the game.
That's cool, man. I know it comes out for the Switch on March 6th.
So now you have a game to play. Are you gonna play Zelda, you bitch?
No, I might like. One of the beers that is prevalent out here that is supposed to be, like, one of the best IPAs ever is Pliny the Elder.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be, like, super hard to get. Now it's more prevalent. Like, I can go to La Bodega. Like, I could have got it today. Or then there's a couple other places. It's pretty much in stock, like, all the time now because they've upped the production.
Mm-hmm.
But people are like, oh, you like craft beer, you know, in the know. It's like, have you tried Pliny? And it's like, no, I haven't. They're like, you haven't? Why not? And it's like, to piss people like you off. So I might never play any of the new Zelda games, just so when people are like, oh, you have a Switch, did you play Zelda? No. Are you gonna play Zelda? No. I'm not gonna play that game.
Yeah, fuck Breath of the Wild. It should not have won. I'm still not impressed after watching a lot of game footage. I'm still not impressed.
I'm only buying the Switch so I can play old school Nintendo and Super Nintendo games.
You're trying to relive your childhood.
Yes. without being punched in the face.
Exactly. Or else you're going to end up with a lot of rage.
Yes.
To the game.
Rage to as in also. So, yes. I finally got around to playing Rage 2. I'm done with the main story of the game and pretty much most of the side quests, because it's super like captain open world game.
Gotcha.
Like there's not very much to the main story, but like the lot of the story is told through like these data logs and side quests that just kind of fill in the story of what's going on. Dude, it's very much trying to be like an MMO where like you have to level up like your weapon. Like you don't level up yourself,
mm-hmm.
but you need to level up your guns and your abilities.
Yeah.
But there's like four different types of currency in the game that you need to get.
Mm-hmm.
There's like cash, and then there's the stuff called feltrite that comes off the meteors that are falling into Earth. But you need the feltrite to level up your weapons and your abilities.
Mm-hmm.
You need the cash so you can buy stuff to level up, to get gear and stuff so that you could like apply. Like it's weird because you have to level up your guns and stuff, but then there's abilities within that level that you need crafting material for, basically, but whether it's like weapons, parts, or different things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can you could like pay to level up your gun, but it's not officially leveled up until you apply the ability that costs more gear. And then they have another one where like as you do quests, you gain like partnership points with like the three main characters. Who one of them? She was in like the first Rage. She was like the daughter of like one of the guys that was mayor of this town, and now she's older and middle-aged, and the mayor of the town took over after her dad passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But they each give you like different abilities. Like she's more like driving around and tech stuff, like cars and tech. And there's another guy that's health stuff, and there's another one that's like weapons. So you gotta utilize your partnership points to level that up. But once you get going, man, like you almost kind of end up with too much stuff, you know, like any game like that where it's in the beginning, you're like, I don't have enough money to upgrade. Now it's like, oh, I can upgrade like 100 things at once now. That's cool. because I pre-ordered it, I got this gun called the BFG. It's pretty badass. Like, and they kind of make it harder to use, which I'm glad, because a lot of the bigger monsters in like the earlier levels, definitely it's either it one shots them, and even like some of the tougher monsters at the end, it like two or three shots them. Instead of having to like run around and like actually like use skill, you can just shoot them. But there's only one town you can buy the bullets for, and it costs like $1,000 a shot.
Jeez.
Yeah, so it's not cheap. So it's not like it's something you could just like equip and like always use. Or else that, I mean, that would make the game but kind of boring. But there's some pretty interesting guns. There's like one revolver that you fire, and it like you can push a secondary button, and it causes the thing to like explode, cause the person to explode. There's another one where it, like you fire a dart and it lifts the person off the ground. You have different abilities. One where like you can like rush up to a person and basically like cause them to explode. And then another one where you like jump up in the air and smash the ground, and anybody within like a certain range gets damage. But they're on timers, so you don't get to use them all the time. They have health packs, but like once you get to a certain point, like because once you get knocked out, you get like a defibrillator, and that but that's only like even at its best, it's only a reusable like every 4 minutes. So I think only once did I like die after I got the defibrillator, and that was just because I full on Leroy Jenkins did into an area. Didn't realize it like. Like you said in Outer Worlds, where it was just like wave after wave of enemy, and I just got surrounded.
Pretty much. I'd just like kick on the door and just be like, it's like, do you want to sneak or do you just want to kill? Leroy Jenkins is my answer.
Shit, there's like 50 enemies and they're all like attacking me. I'm not going to make it out of this one. But yeah, it's not perfect, and I know like it got some like not so great reviews, but so did the first one. But it's definitely a lot of fun. I usually get overwhelmed in games like this. They're like over open world, but I just kind of started like working my way around the map because it doesn't necessarily matter what order you do the side quests in. They're labeled by difficulty, like on a scale of 1 to 10. So the way I did it was I went through and I did all the ones, and then I went to twos, threes, and so on, right? Just to, like, keep some sort of semblance of order. And then kind of slowly worked my way through until I got to the final quest where I went to infiltrate the enemy base. And then that's when I went through and finished all the side quests that I wanted to do before I went and didn't finish that, and then moved on to the first piece of DLC that I got because I also bought the deluxe edition.
Yeah.
Because I'm that kind of guy, I guess. But then, like, in this one, like, it's different enemies. Like, you're basically fighting somebody who has... all your enemies have similar abilities to you. So they're a lot harder to kill. Yeah, man. Though, I don't know, man. Like, if you're just looking for a fun shooter, we both, I guess, have presented options, right, Sean?
I think we did. I think we definitely did.
I know I wanted to get Outer Worlds. It was on my list that I gave to my wife for Christmas because she makes me give her a list every year. So maybe if I don't get it for Christmas, maybe she'll buy it for me for my birthday.
Maybe.
When I buy myself a Nintendo Switch for my birthday because it's coming out at the same time.
True. Mr. Birthday Boy coming up.
I know. It's another year of not dying. Happy not dying to you.
A celebration, yeah, of not dying.
Yes, or as NoFX says, happy birthday, you're not special. Boy.
Boy.
Boyo.
Like a bayou.
Yes, and hopefully next week I'll find some time to go watch the Harley Quinn movie.
Oh boy, that'll be good.
Could you sense the enthusiasm and excitement in my voice when I said that? Actually,
does that come out Friday?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't even know. I don't go to the movies anymore.
Yeah,
I've been cursed. Thing, like,
it's actually been getting some good reviews. People say it's very Tarantino-like.
Interesting.
So.
Very interesting.
I'm still, I mean, it can still be good, but it's not my Huntress. Hashtag not my Huntress.
Fair enough.
All right, everybody. Follow us on the social media.
On iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Facebook. I'm trying to think. Where else we are? Instagram, we are there. Twitter. Well, you don't post to Twitter.
I have started doing stuff here and there.
Here and there. I mean, you can follow us on Untappd.
In fact, I did a tweet this morning.
Oh, boy. Look at you go.
We're not on iHeartRadio because they don't heart us.
They probably listened to our show and was like, this is some bullshit.
They're like, wait, did they just talk about Thanos fisting somebody?
The power of the fisting! Yeah!
I will snap and eliminate half of your orgasms with my fist in your butt.
Terrible, terrible news. Make sure you listen to us or else you're going to lose half your orgasms, according to Daniel.
I don't know. If you don't listen to us, you'll probably gain 100% of them back.
Probably.
Give us a review, though, even if you don't like the show. Still give us 5 stars. We're, again, not above a pity review.
Exactly. You owe us. I don't know what you owe, but you owe us.
I wouldn't go that far, because if we started about who owes who what, I'm sure we're in the debt.
Fair enough. Good point, good point.
All right, everybody.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.